That's John Harbaugh answering the question, I should say. Is this the best version of Lamar Jackson? I'll ask you that, Jeremy. He has a lot of weapons, but is this a case of the weapons making Lamar or Lamar making the weapons?
Yes. Now look, I think it's a combination of everything.
I love the answer.
I don't want to dismiss anything in this game to take away from what the wide receivers, tight ends, running backs have been doing. But everything goes because of eight. I mean, we've talked about this. Lamar has been just absolutely amazing this year. I do think it's the best version of him we've seen.
Right.
And the scary part is, I think he can still get better.
And why do we always, when things get great, we always want to throw shade on one side or the other? Is it Lamar making the weapons? Is it the weapons making Lamar? Why can't it be a perfect marriage?
You came up with the question. What are you asking us?
Because that's how
the cause conversation.
Yeah, that's how sports media is. It's no one ever wins. Everybody loses. Everybody's it just finally they're making him look like. I mentioned Brock Purdy before on the break. The poor guy could do no right, no matter what he does. I get he was Mr. Irrelevant. He's a pretty damn good quarterback, though, but it's always got to be. Well, look at what he's got around him. Then he has a night like last night, and it's like, ha-ha! Like, come on. Everybody has a bad game. But with Lamar, I think it's a combination. Lamar is the best football player in the league, in my opinion, without a doubt. He could be the MVP every year, the way he's going. And now he's got some, and then you get someone like a Derrick Henry to take the rushing pressure off of you, where you're not the leading rusher anymore on the team. He gets exponentially better, and I'm with Jeremy. I don't think he's peaked yet.
That's really scary.
It is scary because look how much better he is now than he was just a few years ago.
You know what's amazing though?
And he was MVP then.
I retweeted a highlight reel of Lamar over the weekend of him making world class athletes look like children.
Mm-hmm. And he looks like the ringer playing in the youth league.
Yeah,
he does. Yeah, he's like he. You know what he is? He's the first kid to go through puberty when he coaches kids. And he just, because there was always that kid on our team where he was like, he's getting his man strength and the other kids don't have it yet. That's what he is.
Yeah. It's hitting wide receivers in stride, getting better. He's got great completion percentage, but I think the yak and all the other stuff
will come along.
Yeah.
He'll be a 5,000 yard pass if he got yak.
I don't think it's impossible for him. He's going to be, knock on wood, he's going to be a 4,000, 1,000 this year, which nobody's ever done. And then we're going to start talking about, can he get to 5? Because I don't know how much – he's never been a big passing yard guy, but that's because of this offense. The offense has changed. Now he can be both. The only problem is if this running game does what it's supposed to do early in the game, you're probably not going to see him throw late. Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I said this last week. You weren't here, Ed. The crazy thing about him is, generally speaking, quarterbacks become more cerebral as the physical skills leave.
Mm-hmm.
He's become a more cerebral – being just as much as a physical weapon as he's always been.
Yeah.
That's the dangerous part about it.
Yeah.
He's had that epiphany before losing the physical skills. That's a dangerous place to be in.
He also seems very, very disciplined. He always was very coachable. But just the fact he dropped a few pounds in the offseason because he got caught from behind, I think, was on his mind. Now look at him. Because he took the time to actually do it. I got to correct this right now, and he did. He's just awesome. As he goes, the team goes.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Sean in Minnesota. What's up, Sean?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, sir.
I was just thinking about Lamar Jackson and this Ravens offense. And I had this, this thought in my head. You draw a parallel to, in Greek mythology, the Hydra. And as long as the main head of the beast was still thriving, you could cut off one head of another, and two more would sprout up. You know, if they try to shut down the run, you got these wide receiver, these wide outs, and then the tight ends that do their thing, and then try to stop one tight end. You got to, Nelly was really good for getting some yards. Bateman has been insane, or has been coming up, and I think Bateman has yet more to show himself. I'm from Baltimore, but like I said, I've been here in Minneapolis for like 5 years now, so I've been banging that Bateman and Falele drum for a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm always rooting for them.
Rob, he said exactly what you said, but it was better.
What's
because
that?
He brought up Hydra and the three-headed monster. And you were talking about Lamar. If they make him one-dimensional, it's still scary. It's essentially the same thing.
Hydra, if you cut off one head, two would grow in that womb.
You got it.
Yeah.
Hail Hydra.
Let's go. Let's go to Brian in Owings Mills. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. How y'all doing? What a great that was a wonderful Sunday night game, man. We were all treated to almost a 40-point game with two washed up quarterbacks. Well, I tell you, two retired guys going at it. That was really exciting, man. But I did get to see the streaker though. That was the cherry on the ice cream right there, boy. She was hot. and Trump, and I got to see Trump at the drive-thru. How awesome is that? Go, President Trump. But what was you at Friday? You was missing. Ed. We missed you, man. What was you? Got the tickets early, didn't you?
No, I was cleaning up from the hurricane. My house got whacked.
Oh, sucks, man. Terrible. But hey, what you think, Ed, about your Jets, man? What you think about your boy Rodgers? Throwing a lot of people under the bus. Oh, I'm sorry, the ship. The ship is sinking.
Yeah, no, I think his physical. The problem, as I said earlier, he's not like Tom Brady, who never had mobility in his game. Rodgers always, he could run. And now that he can't run, I think he can't play. And he's done.
Let's go to Chris in Parkerville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How's everyone doing?
Doing well. What's on your mind, buddy?
Good. I was just thinking about what you were saying. I concur with what you were saying about the Ravens and especially Ed, what Ed said. Now where King Henry came from, he was probably like over 80% of the Titans' offense. Here, there's not much pressure on him, but at the same time, he's relieving pressure from Lamar, so he doesn't feel like he has to do everything. And not only that, I think now this is the second year of Monken's offense incorporated into the whole mix. And I think that's an awesome thing, and we need to keep Monken around. We cannot – I know it's a – you know, he's long in the tooth and everything. And everyone desires to be a head coach. But, man, we need everything to do, if not just for the whole offense and everything, to just come together. And I think Ed's right. I think Lamar is just—he's going to get better.
Scary. Did you say Todd Monken is long in the tooth?
No.
He's long in the tooth. He wants to be a head coach and all. He's only 58.
I think he misspoke about being long in the tooth. Like you don't want. He was saying you don't want him to leave. Like with the fact.
I thought he meant he's getting old.
No, he said he's getting old. He wants to be a head coach. He said, I know he's getting long in the tooth. He wants to be a head coach, but he's not long in the tooth. He's 58.
Yeah, but I just think it was a misspeak. Because he was talking like getting long, like meaning that he's going to leave.
I just think he said the wrong thing.
Well,
he ain't long in the tooth.
Yeah,
that doesn't apply there. He's not long in the tooth. Let's go to Bob and Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how you cowardly racist son of bitches doing this morning?
Doing well, man. Doing well.
Good. Glad to hear it. Hey, on the deal with Lamar, he's only going to get better with Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, those kind of guys. But one of the things that I think people have to realize when you're talking about he's more cerebral. You know, Peyton Manning was about his sixth year in the league before he got, you know, where he could pick defenses apart. But you can't do what Lamar does and not see things. You know what I mean? In other words, he looks around out there. He's been cerebral, but he just gets better all the time. And I don't know what he sees because I run around the living room, knock the nachos over, cuss people, throw the ball, throw it away, you dumb son of a gun, and then – oh, that's a great touchdown pass you just threw. I agree with it 100%. So I don't know. When you're as talented as him, he sees things completely different. He has to.
Hey, Bob, you know what I figured out? I was watching a Vince McMahon documentary over the weekend or last week. You know who you sound like, Bob? You sound like Stone Cold Steve Austin cutting a promo. How you all racist sons of bitch. You sound like Stone Cold, Bob. Has anybody ever told you that?
Hey, I just brought that up. I heard it on you guys a couple weeks ago. The last thing you said,
When you finish your call, no, just your cadence sound like Stone Cold. From here on out, when you finish your call, we want you to say that's the bottom line. You do that for us?
What's the guy's name now?
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Look him up.
Oh, well, okay. I wasn't a wrestling fan.
Look him up. Look him up on YouTube. And doesn't he sound like him? Yeah. His whole case.
He's the guy that would stomp a mud hole in your ass and walk it dry.